The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Well, good morning.
Good day, DSI.
Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Yeah.
Had a nice, somewhat of a nice day yesterday.
Off the air, you're complaining. This was wild a second ago.
It was okay.
You said you didn't like yesterday, but you didn't leave your house. Robbie, I can't with him.
Although I did leave my house.
You did?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Hang on there. Okay.
Where'd you go?
About that. Had to go and pick up my dog from the old, what we call the veterinarian, what he might call the butcher.
So what are you getting at here? You walked from your car to the vet, from the vet to your car, and you're saying it wasn't a nice day?
What else did I do yesterday? Yeah, that's about it.
Right.
That's about it.
You can't judge a day like that.
It was nice.
It wasn't all that I was thinking it was cracking up to be.
What were you thinking?
It's the clouds. It was too cloudy. Clouds makes it not look as warm, as nice. It was okay yesterday.
It was gorgeous.
It was, what did we get up to? 19? 20?
Yeah, probably 19.
Wow. Whole time I was looking outside, looking out the window going, doesn't look like it. I barbecued. Does that count as going outside?
Yes.
It does?
Well, yeah. I
barbecued.
Mean, you were outside barbecuing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You barbecuing in minus 30?
Try not to.
Yeah. No, that's a nice day then.
Rarely do I.
Barbecue.
Yeah. So that counts as outside. So I was outside a lot then. Because, you know, you got to go back and forth.
What were you barbecuing?
I was outside so much yesterday, now that I think about it. Back and forth. If I could amass the time I was outside yesterday, I don't know, 6 minutes?
Wow.
8 minutes, maybe?
Okay.
That's pretty good.
It's not.
It's pretty good. My God, was I only outside for 8 minutes total yesterday?
Yikes.
I got to get a life.
Well, you were barbecuing. That's a life.
What were you barbecuing?
Chicken wings. Smoking some chicken wings is what we were doing. Yeah.
Tasty.
We had the whole gang over yesterday to kind of keep an eye on old Biff.
You mean your daughter?
Is that the gang? Who's the gang?
Well, the gang is my fiance's kids. I don't know if you call it the gang over. It just feels...
Wouldn't that be just the family?
But my son joined us for dinner, which is rare that he was off work that early. So, yeah, it was the five of us. It was fun. It was good times. My son ate way too many wings, though.
What do you mean? What?
He's a growing boy.
Is that what it is? He's a growing... He's 19, Robbie. I don't know. Does that still count as a growing boy?
When I was 18, 19, Robbie and I and a guy named Craig, we would go to... What was it? The Globe?
Oh, the Globe.
To eat wings? How many is two wings? Because we used to polish off wings. There were what? 10 or 25 cent wings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really cheap. Back when they had those good deals.
Yeah. Those were the days. But we would eat easily... 50, 60, 70 wings.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
And we were growing boys.
Yeah. That's when we were just growing boys.
Growing boys.
I'm still a growing boy.
Are you, you're a big boy, are you?
No,
you're just a growing boy now?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Why? How many wings did he have?
I don't know. It just kept going and going and going.
Isn't that a compliment to the guy that smoked?
Well, yeah, a little bit, but I hit the point where I was like, I don't think I made enough to feed this kid. But then I realized, and then I say things like, Riley, did you have breakfast this morning? And he'll say, no. Did you have lunch? No.
Well, he's got
to. And then I started to think, well, did you have dinner the night before? My God. Look at you. But yeah, I think he was just taking advantage of the holy crap, dad made some food. I'm in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But with that being said, it was still nice out.
It was a nice enough day.
Really?
It was okay.
Well, I can't believe you're saying it.
Could have been won over if there was more sunshine. Just didn't feel like it. Because we had such high hopes for yesterday.
I think anyone that went outside yesterday knows how nice it was.
Yeah.
If you were just looking from the inside.
If you're
looking outside,
it didn't look so good, right?
It was mild. It was definitely mild.
5 degrees is the high today. Let me see. No, it's not. I lied. 9 degrees is the high today. It's currently 5. I'm still learning this app that you told me to use.
Okay. Mm. Well, you're trying.
It's the app's fault, by the way, that maybe yesterday wasn't so good. Blame the app.
Okay.
But it was accurate enough. Let's see. 9 degrees the high today.
That's pretty good. That's good.
And then, let's see, is there still snow in the forecast? Oh, geez. Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No.
Friday morning, we might see a few flakes of snow. This is important.
But... I don't think, the daytime high is going to be 4, so that's not going to stick.
On Friday?
It's just the cold mornings.
Yeah. So how does that apply to the no snow guarantee?
It won't count.
That doesn't count because it doesn't stick?
I'd like it to count, but it doesn't.
Okay.
Right?
I love it.
$20,000 sound is, what's the jackpot now? Are we over? Oh, we might hit $14,000 at some point today.
Yeah.
In a couple hours.
Nine a.m. If no one guesses it.
Yeah, if no one guesses it, right? It is currently $13,900. There is the sound. We'll give you the code word coming up at 8 o'clock. Another date will be selected for Bachelor Cam. I was thinking more about this IKEA date that Paige and Cam are going on together.
Yep.
And assembling the hardest piece of furniture. Do you know what the hardest piece of furniture is at IKEA? The consensus hardest piece?
This is
IKEA telling you. It's the one that gets returned the most. It's the one we get the most calls on.
When I last talked about it, because I don't actually know what the actual piece is, my contact said, what I'll do for you is I'll contact the returns department.
Oh, okay.
And
we'll find out what
it was.
What
is the one that is either called.
Okay.
People call on the most to say, like, hey, we need help. We don't know how to do this. Or return because they weren't able to.
Okay.
So
Google says.
Yes.
One of the top, well, it gives a top 10.
Okay.
The PAX wardrobe.
PAX wardrobe.
Is one of the most.
Yes.
Difficult to put together.
Yes.
And it looks pretty intense.
Years and years ago, shortly after my ex and I were married, I had to call in a help for a PAX wardrobe.
Okay.
I had to call in a third-party professional, like, assembly person to come to our house to assemble the PAX wardrobe. The PAX wardrobe, Dylan.
There's a lot to it.
It's so big.
Yeah.
And so difficult. You need four people to put that thing together properly. It was creaking and cracking, and I was like, oh, this isn't very good. I can't. We're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So if the two of them have to put together the PAX wardrobe on Sunday, it's going to be problems.
Could be fighting.
Yeah.
I don't know if... I mean, it seemed really, really good as far as Paige made it sound, right?
Paige was very excited to help put together IKEA.
Yeah, I mean, there is that made by Brad, which I still think is amazing.
Okay.
Which I always like to plug Brad, especially yesterday was World Autism Day, so it worked out. Brad, 28 years old, has autism, can't speak or read, but has a knack for building things.
Yeah.
And you can call on him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's done the PAX and if he's good at it.
Right.
But I imagine he doesn't need any, he can understand any diagram or blueprint no matter what. And putting together IKEA furniture is easy as putting together Lego for him.
He's like the go-to resource to put together IKEA furniture.
Yeah. He's a local guy. And
oh, great idea.
I love it. I don't know if he's still doing it, but I just pulled up his website, madebybrad.com, and it's still available.
There isn't an IKEA furniture he can't put together.
Right. That's good.
Yeah.
But, like, if you go to his website, like, putting together a trampoline, putting together, like, playhouses. And I remember that the neighbors and I putting together the playhouse for Sean's place, which is my neighbor.
Just hours, right?
There was, like, six of us and so many beers and so many swears.
Yeah, that instruction book just looks like a phone book, man. Boy. It's too intimidating, right?
It was a lot.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure Paige... made it sound like it will be a fun, good experience.
Yeah.
Cam made it sound like we should worry.
She's looking forward to it. He's a little hesitant. That is one of the first dates that happens in the second round with Bachelor Cam. Another date being selected today from the hat. These are dates that they have no idea what they're going on until it is selected. So we'll do that. What time are we doing that at today, Dylan?
Oh, I have that available if you give me 1 second.
Yeah.
It will be between 7 and 9. We can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have a lot of time, but at 8:30, I mean, remember, you're not here.
All right.
Did you get, I sent you the sheet?
I did, yeah. The Ice Cube interview happens today at 8:30.
Nervous?
Biggest day. I've wanted this day for so long. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Of course I'm nervous.
Okay. Just
every time I think I know what I want to speak with the Ice Cube about, and then I get second thoughts and go, no, that's too lame. It's hard. Like, Ice Cube is pretty much, he's a cool guy, right? We could all say that
Ice Cube
is a cool guy.
He is.
And trying to be cool is hard for me.
You're kind of cool.
Sadly. So I don't know exactly how we're going to do this, Dylan.
Well, here's my suggestion to you. Is don't try to be cool.
Okay. Just try and be yourself?
Just be yourself.
Well, then that wouldn't be trying to be cool.
No, but just be yourself. He doesn't want somebody trying to be cool.
Being myself is trying to try and be cool.
Oh, no.
That's the problem.
That is going to be a problem.
Right? So at 8:30, I excuse myself from the show to go and record in a room. I've got 10 minutes with Ice Cube in a room by himself.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to say it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
But he is my hero. It's my dream come true. Thank you, Dylan, for setting that up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
What kind of day is it? Oh, come on, Pepper. It's your big day. You're interviewing Ice Cube. You should order us all coffee. What is that?
No, that's not what I was saying. saying. I'm saying you should order coffee to get you pumped up.
Okay.
I didn't say you should order us all coffee.
You know I'm not just going to order coffee and not include you.
Do you want me to order coffee? I don't have the app. Well, I have the app. I don't know how to work it.
Oh, he doesn't know how to work it.
I'll send you the money.
I don't know how to work it.
No, you don't have to keep ordering us coffee.
No, I have to. It's my big day, apparently. Yeah, it's your big day. You're interviewing Ice Cube.
We don't want you to be all, like, boring for...
Get coffee for everybody.
Why don't I get it? I'll get it.
No, I already hit checkout.
I don't like taking advantage, but...
You don't like taking advantage?
2 egg bites isn't enough.
Right, so now he's asking for two orders of egg bites.
Did you order 4 egg bites?
I don't like it taking advantage, but 2 egg bites is not enough. Not only do you get... egg bites instead of coffee when I say, hey, I'm ordering coffee.
Price.
Who wants it? You say, that's not enough. I need 2 orders of egg bites.
It's like a venti.
It is a really small number to give somebody, isn't it? 2 egg bites?
2 little bites. Yeah, it's not enough.
Are they 2 full eggs, though? Because eating 2 eggs is a lot.
I don't know if they are or not.
I bet you it's not the equivalent of an egg in each one.
I don't think they are.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Who's eating that?
Who's this on the phone, Robbie?
Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
Hello.
What's happening?
She's got questions.
Okay, what are the questions, Kylie?
The first one is, did you guys end up sending Robbie's remade song to Ice Cube?
Yes.
Yeah. It did go to Ice Cube?
Well, it went to Ice Cube's...
his camp.
Yeah, I don't know if he, in fact, heard it, but somebody did.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if he heard it, because I bet you his people think it would be offensive that I redid it.
I don't know why you think that. It's an honor to...
They should be honored. You did a really good job on that.
Remaking Ice Cube's Good Day? Yeah.
Yeah, I said, like, hey, we had one of our producers put together Ice Cube's song, and he did an amazing job.
Just did, like, a little intro for
it. Did they respond? Did they say anything about it?
Well, we got the interview.
Okay.
So,
but they never, when you sent that, they never went, wow, that's really great. Or, thanks.
What I've noticed about Ice Cube's people is they don't have time for me.
Okay.
Like, they have the last limited amount of their day goes to me. So, like, most responses are cool, great, thanks, will do, see you soon. Like, that's it. They don't have, and it's not like, hi. It's not like sign their name. It doesn't have...
It's not very cordial. It's like right into business and right out of business.
It's going right into a phone while they're talking to 8 different people. Uh-huh. And so when I sent the thing, they just wrote back, perfect. That's it. So I don't know. Maybe it was a perfect song.
Do you think they even listened to it?
They may not have even seen the attachment.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
But the attempt was made to send it.
I did send it along. It's there.
All right. And what's your other question?
Grant, it's Granny Rose, right? Dylan's girlfriend.
Grandma Rosie,
How much ginger ale did you guys get her?
Well, there's quite a bit.
You're really getting caught up here, aren't you?
I don't know, Robbie, how much is there? There looks like a lot, but not enough.
Because our friends at YEG Exotic dropped some off. So we have tons of totes. We probably have, it's hard to say, almost a year.
Getting close. Yeah.
Depends on how much ginger ale you drink.
Yeah. And she wants to hook up her like grandkids and
kids. We've got those big like Home Depot totes that you'd put, I don't know, stuff in, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? We've got 6 of those and 20 cases?
Yeah, 20,
so
30,
6
30
of those
cases.
Totes full of cans of ginger ale and then 20 or so cases of ginger ale. Dylan says, not enough for the impression you want to leave for Grandma Rosie, who never received her 1 year of 1 year supply of free ginger ale for the family back in 1965.
Yeah, what is this, 60 years in the making?
Yeah.
We got to go big.
Yeah, so we may have to do another ginger ale drive.
Which would be amazing. We've come up with some ideas that I think are really, really cool for this whole day.
Mm-hmm.
That are going to be...
For Ginger Ale Day?
Is that what we're calling it? Well, it's her 90th birthday, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And so the idea is that while she's inside celebrating her 90th birthday, we'll be outside building the giant backdrop of all this ginger ale.
Right.
At the front of it, Farley's is hooking us up with a wrapped fridge. So I was talking with them yesterday. I got the fridge in the back of my car. We're going to go.
Like a little bar fridge?
It's a bar fridge that they're going to wrap up for Grandma Rosie. And it's got like the article from the paper of 1965 on the front of it.
What?
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Right? It looks so awesome. And here's the neat part. Because listen, Grandma Rosie is in a small, what do you call those apartments that don't have rooms? What?
Like a bachelor pad?
Yeah, she's in a bachelor pad.
Insane asylum? Jail?
No, like it's smaller than the studio we're in now. Gotcha. Quite a bit smaller.
I think studio apartment, right?
Yeah.
So a studio apartment is where she's at.
Right.
And she's not going to be able to take all this ginger ale. And I don't even think she has a place for this fridge.
What are you going to do with all
this? So here's the plan. I thought this was great because Grandma Rosie, I mean, she doesn't have a lot of money. She's 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most people don't save for their 90s.
Yes.
Like, you kind of save for your retirement at 65 and then hope that, you know, that that runs out. So the idea that we came up with, which is super fun, is everyone at the party, we're going to get raffles so that, like, one of the kids or one of the family members can take home this great memory and have Grandma Rosie's fridge for eternity.
Okay.
And then, as part of it, we're going to have ginger ale as part of the raffles, and then all the raffle money we'll give to Grandma Rosie so she can...
That's so nice.
Yeah, so that she can have a little extra money because I don't think she has a lot.
This is going to be a nice little party for Grandma Rosie.
I think it's going to turn out perfect. I really, really do.
It's cute.
Do you have any other questions about the past couple weeks? You know, you could have just listened to the damn show, hey?
Would have been easier.
I was sleeping.
Okay. Yeah, catching up on sleep. Okay, well, there you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. Love you. Have a great morning.
Yeah, love you, too.
Okay, see you later. And then get everyone, this text message says, smart, get everyone that's going to the party to bring a case of ginger ale to add to it as well.
Yes. It's going to be, it's just going to be neat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be so overwhelming for her because she's going to come outside and go, what the hell am I going to do with all this? And then she'll be panicked that she's got to, so I'm just going to say immediately, tell her that it's going to be a raffle and we're going to get... some money raised, and it'll be awesome.
The refrigerator is a very nice touch. That's a very nice touch.
Oh, that's it's so
sweet.
Cool.
And how you were able to get the article from 1965 must have been quite the digging, quite the expedition find that, right?
If you see, this is going to be the front of the fridge.
Oh.
They designed it up for
Farley's
yesterday.
Oh, look at a picture of the car that they won, the picture of the family when the kids were kids, and then the article. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that going to be cool? With the article at the time, man, oh, man, I don't believe it, in September 13th, 1965.
You do that, you get the book that Ice Cube interview, you get that all taken care of, you spend, I don't know, a couple months trying to figure all that out.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Yeah.
You're a good dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
He's a good dude.
Should he get good dude?
We should give him good dude.
What? I think so.
I've never got good dude.
Good dude.
Oh, my God. I've never got good dude.
You deserve it.
Let's hit him with it.
When all the good dudes go, we'd like to know. So the search is on. For the best dude in the world.
A dude can be a guy, a dude can be a girl, a dude can be a they. A dude was once, you know that fluffy stuff that hamsters use to make their bed in a cage?
Yeah.
A dude was a bag of that one
time. Yep,
yep. But today, today, Dylan,
oh my God.
Our continuous search for the best dude in the world lands at you.
No!
You, Dylan, are a good dude today.
Wicked!
Take awesome. A victory lap.
That ginger is ale nice. For Grandma Rosie. An ice cube for me.
You got it.
Coming up in a couple hours.
And egg bites for us.
An egg bites. But I'm the one that...
Who's a good dude? You're a good dude.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Robbie's so funny.
Why? What's going on with Robbie?
Well, Megan gets back with all these egg bites that I ordered. And Robbie, because Robbie's on this. Two egg bites. It's not enough. It's a dumb order. I need more than two egg bites. You don't have to get me anything. So I get six egg bites. Oh, you didn't have to do that. That's I don't even know if I'm going to eat any of these.
You don't. You never have to. You don't have to buy my friendship ever.
So, I'm not buying your friendship. I'm just being generous. I'm just giving you something here. Because Dylan told me today's my big day talking to Ice Cube. I should buy everybody coffee and food.
You listened to me wrong when I said today's your big day. You should get a coffee so you're ready to go.
When you say, hey, you should get a coffee, that means, hey, you should order everybody coffee.
That's not at all what I wanted.
917-917. When somebody says, hey, you should get a coffee, are they asking indirectly for you to order everyone in the room coffee?
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Hey, you should order coffee.
I say today's your big day. I want to make sure you have coffee, and I don't want you to listen. I'm happy. Thank you.
You know it would be good is if you got coffee right now. That's what would be good
for you. For me, I'm just going to be jacked up for no reason.
Go ahead, you take a drink of that coffee, Dylan. Drink that coffee.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. To put it on the
counter. Thank you.
Coffee.
It's too hot is what I told her.
Coffee.
I wish it was a little bit colder.
Coffee.
coffee. I got a question about hyphenating last names, if we can, because my fiance and I are debating that there's a person like this that exists anywhere within earshot of this radio show. So we've got to search for somebody in a second. But Hannah's here. She knows that my dream come true is in less than 2 hours, right? One of my life goals is about to be achieved thanks to good guy Dylan over there, who some reason he's got something up his sleeve because he's just been working too hard on this radio show, right? from Bachelor Cam to this ginger ale drive, and now to trying, you know, staying, well, I don't want to say staying late. I don't know, checking his email after hours.
Oh, yeah.
He has arranged for an Ice Cube interview. Ice Cube is somebody I grew up admiring a great deal. And he's put together quite the career, and I get to talk to him off the air, but record it at 8:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But Hannah, you're giving me a warning. I don't know if I need this. Now, you got in trouble with Ice Cube? He got mad at you?
No, not at all. He just laughed as like this girl did not just say that. And I so went to the first concert at the River Cree. Husband and I got, you know, the full package because Ice Cube is my husband's like you.
He's the best.
He's the OG. He's,
NWA. This one, just recent when he was here?
Yeah.
I was there. Not to see him.
He was at the casino. Yeah.
I was there that night.
Okay, yes.
And, of course, being at the River Cree, I partook in a couple of adult beverages. And mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? We signed up for the meet and greet. We're getting this. I'm going to behave myself. You know, limited myself on my consumption.
Okay.
So, get there. Line up. I'm nervous on a good day. Meeting one of my husband's idols and my idols too. I get, you know, great man, yep. Everything, whatever. I get there. My husband meets him. He's like, Cube, amazing to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yo, thanks for coming, stuff like that. And I go, I put my hand out and I say, foolishly, Mr. Jackson, thank you for coming. Yep. And he goes, just call me Cube. And I was like, I did not just call him Mr. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Because my manners overtook my logic.
I mean, that's what his birth certificate says, Jackson.
Yeah, and my husband looks at me as we left, and I was mortified, and there's a picture at the River Cree, Facebook page, and I look like starstruck, and I look ridiculous in this picture, and my husband looks handsome and everything, and I just look like this starstruck little whatever, and it's just ridiculous. But then as we leave and we're walking to the car as the concert's over, he's like, you did not just call him Mr. Jackson.
What's his name?
O'Shea Jackson.
O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah.
And I was mortified, and I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, I just ruined it. Like, I was like, rah, rah, rah. I panicked, and I was like,
Yeah, you tossed and turned over that one. And you know what?
I did.
Yeah, it's you saying that right now makes me realize, so you're the one, hey? Because Dylan received an email, and we maybe shouldn't point this out, Hannah, but it said, listen, last time we were in Edmonton, we met somebody that called him Mr. Jackson, and we were thinking of never coming back again because of this person.
There is no way
we could ever consider talking to anybody else from Edmonton. Dylan, that was part of the problem,
Dummy
called him Mr. Jackson in a meet and greet. You almost screwed it up for everybody, Hannah.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. It's just the nature of the beast with me, and I was like, oh God, here I go.
Well, and that's how I am. Dylan knows this. When I get nervous, there's no telling what's going to happen.
Logic goes out the door.
Logic, any sort of comfort, like just everything goes out the door.
See, but this is
and
what
it doesn't
I'm
help. It doesn't help that he's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous man, and so I'm looking at this like beautiful human created by the heavens, and then I just panic and I'm meeting him and I'm like, oh my God.
I should have told him that. Probably would have gone a lot better.
Mr. Jackson. Here's the problem with this interview though that I've been thinking about for the last couple days.
Yeah.
Because you in a room alone with Ice Cube, that's scary. And we're all going to be here in this room not able to help you.
I normally rely on you to keep me on track if I start to get nervous and ramble and babble.
But then I gave thought to this, and I thought, okay, well, what if we had him on the show with all of us? But then I found out that this Caitlin Clark person.
Yes.
She's like a basketball player, right?
Yes,
and
yes,
he's
yes.
trying to like.
Pay her a lot of money story. To join his league, yes.
I found out her number's 22.
Oh, no.
How would that go over if he was on the show? We don't need him to. It would be embarrassing. There's no good that could happen.
Yeah, that would be very overwhelming and confusing for him that all of a sudden out of nowhere we hit this.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Like, what the hell's going on?
Really? All right. What? You keep me next to you.
It can be overwhelming for some.
You know about me, but I bet you want to.
Yeah.
We'll be all right. If what? We just keep dancing like we're 20.
he hangs up the phone right now?
Yeah, he would just be like, what the hell? I'm out of here.
So I don't know what's worse, if all of us were together or if it's you in a room alone with him.
Can't make me nervous about this. You know how I get when I'm nervous.
You'll never be as bad as me.
You want to know the craziest
thing? That's good.
I'll
always say that. And that's how the interview will end. Ice Cube will just say, you know what? You'll never be as bad as that Hannah that called me Mr. Jackson.
And it really lines up that we wouldn't, like, Ice Cube would be brutal because this Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
22 years old, born January 22nd, 2002, and her jersey number is 22.
Might be why that's her jersey number, I'm guessing.
I would imagine, but we would be a mess.
All right, love you. Thank you for the tip. I will
You're
not
welcome.
Call him
you
Mr.
Got
Jackson.
This. You got this.
Thank
okay.
you. Yeah.
It's getting close.
I know it is getting close. Who's this, Robbie?
8:30 this morning.
I believe Diane?
Yes, it is Diane.
What's happening, Diane?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Raining in Devon.
Oh, get it. Stop it. More rain.
Okay.
Raining in Devon. Lots of rain.
Get out of here. Is it raining where you are? Look out the window of your car. Yeah, take a look. Is it raining where you are?
Got rain at Nate.
Yes, a nice spring rain.
Rain at Warburg.
It sounds like it's almost raining everywhere.
Raining on the, spitting on the south side and sprinkling downtown. Thanks for, what do you say to him, tracking the storm?
Yeah. That's what we want to do.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All
have
right.
a good day.
Enjoy your day. Love you. See you later. 75th Street, 101st Avenue. Rain there.
Sounds like tracking it is important because it's all over the place.
Won't be as nice as it was yesterday. You know, that cloudy disappointment that yesterday was?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. I was just thinking about the interview. Now I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Now I wasn't nervous this morning. Now you've made me nervous.
As you should be.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
We've got a problem coming up in a second. And it's funny that Grandma Rosie is tied into a question that I have to ask here. But Alex is here first. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, guys.
Alex is not here to report rain.
Because
there is no rain where he is. What are you here to report, Alex?
8 out of 10 sunrise.
Oh.
We're watching the sunrise glow. We're watching the sunrise glow. It might be good.
No, I think Alex is going to be right, though, because of the cloud coverage, because of the rain, because of what's happening. I think an 8 out of 10 is just the beginning, Alex.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with you, Dylan.
You're a good guy.
Alex is in Pinoca right now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I imagine you're seeing something way better than we're seeing here so far. But if you're saying 8 out of 10 and with the cloud coverage, we're going to go with it.
7 a.m., 5 minutes from now is when we're going to hit with the sunrise. A 7 a.m. sunrise.
Wow.
The sunrises in the 7 o'clock hour are back.
Woo!
All right. Thank you very much, Alex.
Love you guys. Okay. Have a good day.
Love you too. See ya. Should mean or almost the 6 o'clock hour. That would mean tomorrow. Robbie, wouldn't it mean tomorrow that the sunrises will make their way back into our 6 o'clock hour?
It must be.
Dylan, we've made up that time change.
Boom. That didn't take long at all.
See, you do like talking about the sun. Big eclipse coming Monday.
Big eclipse coming Monday.
Oh,
baby.
Okay, you just revealed. And Robbie's trying to do. Listen, we're going to have a real problem here when delivery day comes for this ginger ale for Grandma Rosie.
Why?
Because your vision, it sounds like, is going to be impossible. It's going to cost us $2,000.
Would Robbie's trying. He's working on a little bit of a cheaper.
Yeah.
Version.
So you got a picture of which you say it's the best Sobeys?
Oh, we got to shout out Belmont Sobeys again.
Okay.
They're just so much fun.
They're the ones with the slow line, right?
The slow line.
Yeah.
But just if you want to chat with somebody,
yep.
the long chatting line that for some reason people select more than the fast lines.
Yeah, I just want to be with someone.
They also made a post recently that said, hey, zero self-checkouts.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep staff on hand.
They got rid of self-checkouts.
To ring you through.
Okay.
But when
it.
You follow them on social media, they're always posting fun little songs and parodies and videos. They have a lot of fun at Belmont Sobeys.
Okay.
I like them.
So Robbie got a picture of, you know, when you walk in and they have like the display of pop.
Yeah.
And they had built at Belmont Sobeys one that, and you've probably seen this at other grocery stores, one that says Oilers on it, right?
Yes.
Out of the different colored cases of pop.
One day ago, Belmont Sobeys, I think it might be their cover photo on Facebook.
Okay.
They spelt Oilers.
Okay.
And did a very nice display at the front of the store.
Right.
Spelling out O-I-L-E-R-S.
So, Dylan, you want to do the same when Grandma Rosie on her 90th birthday gets all this ginger ale.
Yes.
Except instead of Oilers, obviously, you want to spell out Rosie.
Yes.
So, Robbie looked at the picture. He created his own picture out of what they did and kind of took the blueprint, used it as a blueprint.
Yeah, I thought it was, it'd be a great start for us if we want to spell something for Rosie.
So he's added it all up, yes?
Well, and the good thing is, so Oilers.
Right.
You can spell Rosie with all those letters. So that's what caught my eye.
Just take the L out. And
you take the L out and you got R-O-S-I-E. So it's like, for to me, it's like, oh, it's planned right there. Okay. We could just copy what they did.
Right.
Spell the letters in the same way with the cases. The different colors, right? Diet.
Yeah.
And regular.
Okay.
We could spell
it. It's all
Rosie.
Coming together in your head.
Yeah. I could just, I can see this. It's meant
brilliant.
To be.
Until he added it all up, Dylan.
And? And it.
How many cases will it take?
Just to get the base design of Rosie and not to give it anything special like they did, like they made it look good on the sides and stuff, we would need 368 cases of ginger ale, including 171 diet, which is the white box, and 197 minimum of the regular ginger ale.
Which equals how much, roughly?
368 cases. Now, if we were just to go to like a superstore and buy it, it's over $2,000.
Oh, God.
We got word yesterday that Pepsi wants nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Well, good. We don't want anything to do with Pepsi. So Schweppes, we want ginger ale.
That's Schweppes?
But they own Schweppes, it Pepsi looks like. Maybe they were the company that didn't get Rosie her stuff in the first place. I don't know. They just don't want anything to do with us.
They've swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
That's good.
Not bad at all.
Yes.
So, we still... Like, we do have a lot of cases.
Well, we don't have $2,000 worth of just to spell Rosie so that she can have ginger ale until the day she dies.
And then struggle to get rid of all this ginger ale somewhere.
Can we, is there not, because, like...
Buy it and return it, Dylan? You can't do that.
Can't
I don't
you
know
borrow
that.
It for a bit? Like, can we just say, hey, can we take this for a couple hours and we'll bring it back?
From Sobeys?
I don't know. Somebody? Can't somebody? Like, there's a warehouse full of it.
Yeah, from Coca-Cola. They just have to bring a couple pallets down. And at the end, we just have to wrap the pallet back up.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to do that.
So you're going to borrow cases of ginger ale to spell Rosie. And then when Rosie comes out, and this is all because in 1965, her and her husband won a year's supply of ginger ale that never came. You're going to borrow it all, and then when the reveal is over and the surprise is over for her 90th birthday, you're going to be like, actually, you don't get this ginger ale either, and take that all back?
No. We have a bunch, right?
But not the bulk of the ginger ale is just for display use only?
Well, we'll leave her a year's supply.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
We'll even give the kids a bunch.
Right.
And then we'll take back... I don't
we're
going to
try and borrow $2,000 worth of ginger
ale. I have such a vision that this is going to
be
amazing.
I know. That's the problem.
I wanted fireworks to be going off, big, like, streamers coming down. Like, I really had big visions.
Robbie, a question says, why not ask the Belmont Sobeys if they would participate and spell Rosie at the store?
That's a good idea.
Ah, Dylan?
Sobeys participate and spell it for a week?
Spell Rosie right there in the front of the store.
That'd be nice.
So after their Oiler display gets...
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's good.
They seem like the kind of place that would be interested in doing that.
It's true.
Hmm?
We talked to them before.
Mark it down, Robbie. That's somebody we'll have to talk to.
That's an idea.
Okay.
It is an idea.
Robbie sounds like he doesn't like it.
Her name's Rose.
Oh, we could drop another letter.
The easiest letter.
Oh, yeah.
The I.
Couldn't doesn't be an Ozy, hey?
Doesn't save that much.
Really? The eye's not good?
Yeah.
Rose, not really her name.
40 cases. Yeah.
Roz, no, that doesn't work.
No.
No.
Gorgeous. How old is she turning?
90.
90. We could just spell a 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility.
You're compromising your vision too much here, Dylan.
I know. Listen.
That is the issue, because what we have in the studio, we have all that Verner's. That Verner's ginger ale, which is...
That's loose cans. We can't do anything with that.
But it's just cans and totes,
that's
right?
Stuff you can serve at the party.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
We'll
be serving it.
So we're kind of behind in trying to make this design. So be prepared, everyone. There might be another ginger ale drive just so we can spell Rosie and it not cost us
$2,000. Oh, here's a good idea. Huh. Why don't you just ask people to save the boxes, spell it with empty boxes?
I mean, that's horrible.
It's not as fun.
A wind gust could ruin our day, I'll tell you that.
That's true.
Oh, man. Yeah, we can't have that.
Okay, back to the drawing board, Robbie.
I don't mind 90. A big 9 and a big 0.
How many pops will that take?
Well, I have to do the math.
Okay, get back to me on the math of that.
But even it's probably a third.
Okay, you add that up, you figure that out.
90's not bad.
You're willing to compromise your vision on this one, Dylan?
Well, it's her 90th birthday, and it's a lot of ginger ale. I'd be kind of cool with that.
Okay.
Oh, we need something.
And what did you say Rosie, Grandma Rosie's actual name was?
Rose.
And?
Rose Ringrose.
Rose Ringrose was her name.
Yeah.
First name Rose, last name Ringrose.
Yeah, we could do her initials.
Her name is Rose Ringrose.
Yeah.
R.R.
Yeah.
This leads me to my question, if you can. There we go.
We want to hear from someone to see what they have to say. Who we want to hear from could be anyone. Who's it going to be today?
Okay, my fiance and I kind of heated discussion yesterday.
About?
Talking about married names, right? And when you hyphenate a name, you don't hyphenate a name, what name goes first, what name goes last? Do you keep your maiden name? Do you keep your previous married name? It's a mess, Dylan. I think it's up to the person to completely decide.
Okay.
There's no written rule that, okay, my maiden name goes first, my new married name goes last. No, I like this one. It's whatever rolls off the tongue nicely.
Right.
And then I said, imagine to Coral, imagine Coral, if your current last name was Patrick, which is my last name,
mm-hmm.
and then we got married, you should hyphenate. So that would make her Coral Patrick Patrick.
What? What? I don't understand.
Well, if her existing last name,
yeah,
was Patrick.
Oh, but it's not.
Just go with me on this.
Okay.
And then we got married, and she decided she wanted to keep her old name and take the new name and hyphenate like many do.
Yeah.
She would be Coral Patrick Patrick.
Why wouldn't you just... Okay. Yeah, I'm listening.
So she said that's ridiculous. No one would ever do that.
100%.
But the reason she's marrying me is because she likes how I never let anything go. So I said, no, I think there's somebody out there.
No.
So Dylan.
No.
This morning.
No.
917-917, if you've got a hyphenated last name that are the same two names.
Why would someone do that?
That's super cool.
How?
Imagine that. Imagine your girlfriend's last name was Wochuk. And you decided to get married. And she said, you know what? I want to keep my name, but I also like your name. I'm going to be Wochuk Wochuk.
I don't think you can marry someone with the same last name.
Why can't you do it?
I think they might be your sister or cousin.
A Smith can't marry a Smith. A Williams can't marry a Williams.
But why would you be a Williams Williams?
Because that's awesome.
I don't think that's happening.
Robbie, is it awesome?
It would be kind of neat.
Uh-huh.
Robbie, don't. Why?
But if it was Patrick Patrick, you would just, everyone would ask about it.
They'd
be,
yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
She would say, I married an idiot.
So 917-917. Who's the idiot? The one with one name or the one with two of the same last name? Huh? Yeah, backfire there. Do you know anyone or are you? Do you have a hyphenated last name that the first name and the last name are the same in the hyphenated
friend
name?
Of mine, name was Kelly and her husband's last name was Kelly, so she was Kelly Kelly.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Is what you're looking for? Almost?
Almost.
Yeah.
I would like it better if her name was Kelly Kelly and she married a guy named Kelly Kelly. Because then she'd be Kelly Kelly Kelly.
Kelly Kelly Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly Kelly Kelly. Kelly Kelly hyphen Kelly.
There you go.
So what the hell are you looking for? Oh, my dad has a friend named Carol Miller Miller.
Miller Miller.
There it is.
Yeah.
Carol Miller Miller.
Miller
Why?
Miller. So she was a Miller. She married a Miller. She decided, I like both these names. I'm going to hyphenate them. I'm going to be a Miller Miller. That didn't take long. See?
Got one. Got one.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Uh-huh.
That's odd.
Of course,
man.
A lot of things would have to change to apply that in my real life. And she doesn't have the same last name as me. So it was a total hypothetical that will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
But for a moment, I was in dreamland there. And it looks like Carol Miller Miller's living my dreams right now.
Sounds that way.
Isn't that good?
It's something. I mean, it's just barely something.
It's something.
You guys have hit this part of the relationship?
Yes.
Where you're so bored at night, you're talking about hypothetical things that don't exist.
We're talking about getting married, you know, we're engaged and last names and what would you do? And do you keep your previous married name? Do you not? And there is no rule to any of it. You can do anything you want.
Right.
You can go back to your maiden name. You can keep your maiden.
Didn't you want to take her name?
Oh, yeah. Well, her last name's Ferrari.
But
my name would be Rob Ferrari.
But that's her ex's last name.
I know.
That'd be strange.
Probably wouldn't sit well with some. But for me to be Rob Ferrari, that is an amazing name.
It is.
I would have to quit this job and become a stuntman immediately.
Yeah, probably.
You know? Okay, so it exists? Just with one?
Yeah.
Just with Carol Miller?
Carol Miller Miller.
Right, way to go, Carol Miller Miller. You did it.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
A childhood dream for Lisa on her 40th birthday. She's going to WrestleMania this weekend.
I'm telling you, when I was young, that would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching, I said I've been gone down this rabbit hole on Crave. They've got these documentaries. There's like 5 seasons worth of documentaries of old wrestlers. And I know enough to know that hitting on a wrestling on this radio show is probably not going to get, you know, bring a lot of attention. No. Our audience isn't the most wrestling savvy. Robbie's never watched a bout of wrestling in his life because he grew up with 3 sisters.
You didn't watch The Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan?
Jim and the Holograms, yeah. My Little Pony. But I did watch Ninja Turtles.
So this documentary series, it's called Dark Side of the Ring. It's produced by Crave, by Vice. And almost every single one ends the exact same way. And I'll just tell you, without spoiling anything, wrestling. Doesn't sound like a fun life.
No, it looks painful.
And it looks like a miserable end for almost all of them. It's not just the painful pain of the body, Dylan. It's the pain of the soul, I'm finding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very much so.
But it is true that John Cena, and we all know John Cena, even if we've never seen a single second of WWE before. We now know who John Cena is.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't see him, so.
John Cena. What do you mean you can't?
You guys not get it?
That's terrible,
it was
Megan.
A bad joke.
Megan, that's.
It was a really bad joke.
Can we fire her over that?
I was Dylan just telling was her just, how good she was a moment ago.
Off the air, Dylan was saying, I feel like the show's better since Megan has been here. And then you go and poop on the show with
you really
that.
Did.
I still don't get it.
Come on.
I get it, but I don't like it. That's terrible. But John Cena does look like. Like a dunce.
No,
Mark Wahlberg. Does
he's
he not
beautiful?
Like a, but not ugly. I'm not saying he doesn't. He's not attractive.
They could be brothers.
He looks like he's just kind of like Mark Wahlberg and he are twins. But in some weird experiment, Mark Wahlberg got all the brains at birth, and John Cena just got.
Well, they both got the bodies.
Just how they look.
Yeah, they both look great. They're both jacked.
Beautiful.
I don't know.
You don't see the similarities?
Or no, I could see them being brothers.
All right.
I just don't think John Cena is the dumb one.
Not dumb. No.
At first, I used to think.
He just looks like he's just void of thought. I guess that's dumb. No. I guess it's a politer way of saying it. I don't know.
In an interview, he actually.
Oh, no, he's very well-spoken and smart.
Yeah, when just I looks found that
like
out,
just
I was,
to the eye, it just looks like Mark Wahlberg got all the thoughts. In this weird switched at birth situation that I've created.
Could you imagine being Mark Wahlberg's the smart one? Oh, man. What a life.
Anyhow, so Lisa's off to WrestleMania for a childhood dream. I'm realizing a childhood dream in a few minutes here with Ice Cube, and I'm tooting, I'm sweaty.
You're stumbling
all over the place. I can't be held accountable for anything I say right now because I just keep seeing stars every few minutes.
Don't screw up the interview.
Hyperventilate with Ice Cube on the Zoom.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it will be recorded over Zoom. It'll be transferred to an audio file, and then it will be uploaded where you get your Pepper and Dylan podcast. That's going to be the best way to do it because it is a Zoom meeting or a Zoom, whatever you might call it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I know they're hard on you right now, Dylan, about, it's got to be 10 minutes.
It has to be 10 minutes.
Today's probably his press day where he just talks to, you know, dozens and dozens of people, and he's on a tight schedule.
Can't make it go long, please.
I guarantee you with the Zoom, 8 minutes, he and I will be going, well, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Is your mic on? I'm telling you, it's my biggest fear.
I told you yesterday to make sure you had everything worked out.
I've set it all up. Okay. It's good to go.
Have you gone in there this morning?
Zoom is a mystical beast that no one can
Robbie,
figure out.
Can you go in there this morning with him before?
I'll try. I'll try to help him the best
I can. Katie's coming in early to help me.
Yeah.
What? She knows I'm just so feeble at technology.
Ask Katie to come in early to help you.
She offered.
Okay. As long as it's not going to go bad, because the email they have is mine.
I know.
And they'll be mad if it's over 10 minutes. They're going to be mad if you suck.
Dylan, if it doesn't go well, I have to live with speaking with my boyhood hero. I have to live with it going terribly for the rest of my life.
And don't forget, Cube comes to Edmonton on April 30th.
Yeah.
You can get your tickets at icecube.com/tour.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah, but he could come here and he'll.
Yeah, I know.
He'll whoop you.
I'm going to make it good. Don't worry. I'm going to make it good.
Because he might want to come here and hang with you if you'd make it awesome. Could you imagine?
Don't put that into my head. Okay,
don't derail the conversation.
Thank you, Rob. Okay.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
I have a question about the Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be turned into a podcast. Will there be a video element that we get to watch?
Yeah, there can be, right, Megan?
Yeah,
you're recording the video?
Just make sure that you need to record video.
Do you know how to do that?
Oh, God.
I'm sure it's a red button somewhere.
Katie! No. Please!
Text somebody. Message has it better. I retract my statement about John Cena looking dumb.
Okay.
John Cena looks Botoxed. His face doesn't bend. He looks like a more Botoxed version of Mark Wahlberg. Is that better?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's better. Megan swears Ricky Stenicki's awesome and you should
it's
all watch it.
It's a funny,
She's
easy
She's been trying
watch.
To get me to watch it for
watch
days
Ricky Stenicki.
Now. It's a movie with John Cena.
Oh, and Zac Efron.
Yeah. It gives you the Hangover vibes.
Oh, that does look fun.
Who's this, Dylan? This is date number two.
Ashley.
This is Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are things?
Just wonderful. How are you?
Sorry you had to sit through all that. I'm very nervous right now. Oh, the armpits are wet, Dylan.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Ashley, how have you been?
I've been good, thank you.
Have you gone on any dates since the date with Cam?
No.
Okay. And have you been thinking about him in any way?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you're excited for this next date, the second date that's coming up?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what it's going to be.
Yeah, you have no idea what it is. We're going to draw it out of a hat in a second.
Now, Pepper has been on me a little bit yesterday saying, right. Like, oh, my God, it's been a month since some of these people have seen Cam. I was thinking last night as I was doing my meditation on my Shakti mat.
Oh, dear God.
Love that thing.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking last night, this is a great thing because they've both been able to step away for weeks and really get inside and know whether or not this was a date that they really want to pursue. And Ashley, I got to ask you, after the missed time now that you've had by yourself, Cam, someone you really want to see?
Yeah, for sure.
When was the last day? It was last week, Ashley? 2 weeks ago?
I think 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's and like you said, you made the good point that, yeah, there's been some absence between them and they haven't even talked or texted or anything like
that. No, which makes it even better.
And so once they see each other, it will be like if they are immediately reminded of why they wanted to see each other again.
Right.
It will just reinforce the spark.
Yeah.
It's a good point. So, Ashley, yesterday, Paige was the first to draw from the hat. And she drew that her and Cam on Sunday will be building IKEA furniture. What we're told is the most difficult piece of IKEA furniture to build. They get the most calls and the most returns because the common person cannot assemble this furniture.
No.
They are going to work together to put that together in front of everybody in the IKEA.
Yes.
So that date is out. Whether that's a good thing, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Would you have done well with IKEA furniture, Ashley?
Yeah, I feel like that's a great date.
That would have been a good one. Okay. So now we go into the hat. To find out, there are three dates remaining.
Yes. Right?
And we're going to select this one that Dylan has created for you. This is not just sitting and having some snacks and a drink and getting to know one another. This is doing something together that says goodwill. What does that mean?
Goodwill.
It says goodwill.
Yes.
That's awesome. All it says. What does that mean?
You've got the goodwill date. Okay.
Amazing.
This is, you're available on Friday, right? That's the time you're available?
Yes.
So it will be a Friday night date at Goodwill. Now, we've talked to Doug over at Goodwill, who's just the best.
Mm-hmm.
Just the best.
I love Doug.
Wants to be part of any idea. And he has made this date, which I think is awesome. So what's happening on your date is you guys will arrive at Goodwill on Calgary Trail.
Okay.
Robbie, you're familiar with where that is.
Oh, it's a good one. That's where I got my Shakti mat.
That's where the Shakti mat came from?
Yeah.
God, I love a Goodwill. So you guys will be going to Goodwill, and at the Goodwill, you will do an unboxing together.
Okay.
So whenever you donate and bring into the Goodwill, they have to go through the boxing. So you'll go through a box. You'll have no idea what's in there. As you will unbox it together and basically do a little volunteer work to start it all off.
So like a donation unboxing.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That's a good idea.
Right? And so you could find treasures. I don't know what will be in the box. I imagine they get some weird things in a box from time to time. If it was one of Pepper's boxes.
Oh, boy.
Then what they've set up, and this is super fun as well, is they've set up a little photo booth. And you guys will then dress each other for three different occasions. A night out, a breakfast with the parents, and a vacation, and you will take photos together in the photo booth in the middle of the store.
Jesus, this is something.
Yeah, for the date, which will be super fun. I've done this once years and years and years and years and years ago where we went
You've
in.
You've done this? Way? This sounds kind of specific.
No, I've done that. That's why this date exists.
Okay.
But you go in, You dress your partner, you take pictures. We did it at Sears Portraits. That's how long ago it was. But yeah, so we'll get some pictures of you guys on your date. You'll plan for these three different things, a night out, a breakfast with the parents, and a vacation, all within Goodwill.
They're not doing that. Those are just hypotheticals?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not doing them. All right. Hypotheticals.
All right.
And so you're going to be doing that on Friday night alongside Doug from Goodwill. And I think it's going to be a really fun date just to see each other in that atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Are you down with that?
Idea.
You're good with that, Ashley?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that's the Goodwill date is number two.
So they're going to play dress up.
They're going to play dress up, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And dress up at Goodwill on Friday.
And we get the pictures.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
Ashley, any questions before we let you go?
No questions.
Friday night.
I'm ready.
Date night. Right.
Love you, Ashley. Have fun, okay?
Love you guys, too. Have a good day.
See you later. All right, so that's date number two. Two dates remain to be drawn out of the date hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For both Jessica and Catherine. A lot of people supporting Catherine.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. There's a groundswell of popularity for the Cam and Catherine union.
Yeah, that's I don't know if they're her friends or if people just are hearing her story and liking it, but... Right. And we'll find out that date tomorrow.
Dates are scheduled. Tentatively, they're going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Is that what
Yep. that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is the idea.
And then Cam will ultimately pick next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
We are 10 minutes
away. Don't do this.
Cue the music.
Okay.
Oh, yes. 35 years in the making, an interview that will be taking place in 9 minutes now. Pepper, Ice Cube, one-on-one. He's going to a separate studio in mere minutes to set up.
Look, I mean, I don't even know how many... I mean, Ice Cube's got a pretty loyal following, right? He sold out that first show that he did here. He's coming back again on April 30th. People love Ice Cube. People love the nostalgia plus just who he is and everything that he's done. To me, it's bigger than that. I don't know why, but just to call it perfect timing. I've always admired him a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's a big deal just because I've always said, if there was one person I could, you know, when I started doing this job, you know, there were interviews were a lot more part of what we do. And I was always like, man, I'd love to interview Ice Cube. Like, I could drop some names that I've interviewed.
Eminem.
Eminem is one of them. But Ice Cube has always been, that's my white whale.
Right.
And just because of my own personal kind of, like, fondness for that time in my life.
Years ago, you were teaching me about hip-hop, and you said he's one of the best writers of all time.
Yeah, he's the best. I know a lot of people will argue with that, but he's the best. And, so I get to talk to him for 10 minutes, and it's a video, too.
Yeah.
Which I just found out.
Yeah,
so there'll be an audio recording where you can get your podcast, and then I don't know what we'll do with the video.
Oh, you'll keep that forever, I imagine.
Yeah, a little keepsake for me, probably. Unless it goes horribly, horribly wrong, because now I'm getting super nervous.
No, it's going to go great. Don't worry. You've got this. You're just having a conversation with someone you really admire.
His manager just phoned us a few minutes ago to say that he was running on time. So I'm going to go here in a few minutes to record this, but said that he does not want to bring up the whole Caitlin Clark situation that's happening. That's that college basketball player.
Yeah, so do me a favor.
The women's college basketball player.
Don't say anything.
I did want to bring it up because I find it really interesting. He kind of runs the Big Three Basketball League, and he's offered her $5 million. To play in that league, right? And it's like a gender balanced league. He wants to bring more women into it. There's another woman player in that league. There's a woman coach. So he's kind of really trailblazing and pioneering, but he just doesn't, now is not the time for him to talk about it because she's busy in, you know, the biggest kind of tournament of her lives, which is underway this month.
Right.
So that will be talked about later, but it was requested last minute to tiptoe around that and not talk about the Caitlin Clark situation.
Do not talk about that.
So I'm fine doing that. There's plenty more to talk about, and we only have 10 minutes.
10 minutes exactly.
Yeah.
You have to cut it off.
I'm pumped. I'm excited, but I'm stupid nervous. I just don't want to make a fool out of myself.
No, you won't. You won't. You won't. 7 minutes away.
I'm just going into it as a fan. I'm just going to tell him on the front end, look, I'm a huge fan.
That's how you're going
to... why I'm doing this.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will he be smiling and laughing along?
I don't know.
Let's hope.
Man, I would be nervous.
No,
if
Dylan, don't do that. Don't do
You'll
that.
You'll be fine.
Okay,
it'll
why don't
be
you good. Get why don't you get to the studio?
Okay, I'm going
to
go into the studio right now. Thank you, Katie, by the way. Katie, who works here starting at 10.
Yeah.
She's already here because she knows how inept I am with the other studios in this
she
building.
She wanted to make sure it went flawless.
My pass key doesn't even get me into the other studio.
They don't want you touching anything
so
around here.
Yeah, it's doing that. Okay, so Robbie, you're going to
Robbie's going to step
well,
in.
Well, thank you, Dylan, for setting this up
you
unless
got
it goes terrible.
I hope it goes really well. I'm really excited for you. Your interview you've been waiting 35 years to make happen. Good luck. Have fun, buddy. We'll see you. And the cool part is we get to see him after the interview. We get to check in with him and right. whether it goes well or not.
Right.
I mean, fingers crossed that it does. Pepper's going to go. Megan, I don't know if you can sneak.
That's the plan. I want to go sneak over there and just take a little picture of him.
Yeah. Try not to get, don't get in his head
I'm not going to be in the background. Oh, no.
What's
happened?
What's wrong?
His seat, I just sat in his chair. It is so wet.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
He's so nervous.
No. Ew, why'd you touch it with your hand?
It is damp.
Oh, is it really?
It's warm and damp.
Oh,
I'm not just saying that.
He's nervous. He's excited. Honestly, 35 years in the making, Ice Cube and him, the interview goes down in 6 minutes. We will have the interview. I'm imagining you're going to cut it up for a podcast and potentially have some of the video online by end of day today.
Yeah, I will try my best as long as it is given to me by the technological wizard that is Pepper.
If he saves it, I guess, is the only thing. And now the reason that he's doing it like in a separate room and we're not just doing it live on the air is because we didn't want to like ruin it for him. We didn't want it to be us asking dumb questions or us getting in the way. We just wanted him to have the one-on-one with Ice Cube, the childhood dream that he has. So Pepper has gone into the other room, and in 5 minutes time the interview starts. It's a 10-minute long interview. And then we'll hear back from Pepper and see exactly how it went, and we'll post that for you. If you're looking for the one, The Bachelor franchise is casting for upcoming seasons, and Canadians can apply. So if you are interested, here's what you need to know. You have to at least be 21 years old, legal residence of either the U.S. or Canada, they say, excluding Quebec. Not sure why, but that's not a worry for us.
Right.
They want you to have a passport valid for 1 year following the submission of the application, and you must be able to attain any visas or documentation required to travel without restrictions to and from the U.S. and within the European Union.
Okay.
So I don't know what they have planned for it, but if you are interested, Bachelor is casting, and it could be you that they're looking for. Mm. Robbie, I don't know how familiar you are with that side, but do you have the sports intro?
I've got a Coach Dylan intro.
Let's do it. Oh
my. He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Hope checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports! Oilers in action tonight. 7:30 is game time in Dallas. They take on the Stars.
You got it.
9 games remain in the regular season. They sit at 43-23-5 in second place in the Pacific
Division.
They're
doing well. Doing very well.
Robbie's been working on a song. Megan's been working on a video for the playoffs. When will we see this?
We've got a couple weeks still. Mm-hmm. We can't jinx them. We can't play it early.
So absolutely what is the rules? Not. What is the rules with what you want to
well,
do?
Well, we were going
to
play it.
They have to make it to the playoffs first?
They will. They should. Unless something goes very, 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 very wrong.
When do we
wrong.
Know? You know how every year you have the thing, like it's 100% that they are in the playoffs?
Actually, that could be happening soon when they actually clinch.
Clinch.
Maybe within the next few games.
Okay. And then after that, anytime after that, the song will be finished. The video will be finished.
Maybe
we
play it when we find out who they're playing.
Okay.
Because even if they make the, like, if they're clinched, they're going to make the playoffs, we still don't know who they'll play.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's how we celebrate.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
It's not quite done yet, but soon.
Exciting. I'm very excited to hear what that song is, and it is called, I'm not going to do the Pepper thing, but it is called
You're About to Find Out.
You're About to Find Out. We will hear that song as the Oilers clinch, and we will hear from Pepper, who is 2 minutes away from doing his dream interview with Ice Cube, 10 minutes after it starts. Those are the three things you need to know.
Good luck, Pepper!
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show. Pepper, right now,
in an interview with Ice Cube. His 10 minutes started at 8:30, so he's going to be wrapping it up any minute. We have Megan in the hallway now. Megan, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you sneak? Can you sneak to see if the interview is happening? If you can just slowly sneak down. Don't interrupt it, but just if you can sneak to see how Pepper's mood looks. What can you see?
Because I don't want to catch him off guard by going from the window, so I'm crawling right now. Give me a second.
Crawl.
Yeah, hold on. I'm on the floor.
Okay, because there's a giant window that he could see out of, and we don't want it to interrupt him at all.
I'm in it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He's responding. Ice Cube is talking.
Okay.
He's looking good. Pepper's looking chill.
Good.
He's still got the arm on the back of the chair. He's very intent.
Can you see, did the shirt, because he's wearing a shirt that says Dre.
Oh, it's on full display.
Easy.
In the camera.
Pepper's probably just propped up.
Okay, so they're talking. It looks like is Cube smiling or laughing or anything like that?
He's just getting really into it. He's doing a full, deep discussion. He's got hand movements going.
Oh, okay. So Pepper's probably touching on some things that are really meaningful to him.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, this is amazing.
It looks like Cube is at home.
Okay, cool. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, it says.
He's got a 32 jersey in the back of his room. He's got some records listed up.
Yeah. Okay, 2 minutes. Can we talk about the Straight Into Canada tour date in Edmonton? The date is April 30th, and you can get the tickets icecube.com/tour. But make sure he's only got 2 minutes. I'm being told right now on my phone.
Uh-oh, 2 minutes.
By his people.
Okay, 2 minutes.
Can you pop up and just give him a 2 minute sign?
Okay. Do I?
I don't know if we should do this.
It's a 2 minute warning.
I feel like that would throw him off.
Well, you got to.
Yeah, we have to. We can't get in trouble with this. 2 minutes. Give him the 2 minute sign.
I know, but if Ice Cube, oh my God, he's giggling.
Oh, Pepper. Awesome. This is the Ice Cube interview Pepper's been waiting 35 years to make happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Ice Cube just keeps talking, so that's why, I don't want to, throw off Pepper.
You got to. I don't know what to do. We're being warned. We're being warned. Oh, boy.
Okay. Should I I'm going to go give him the hand motion unless he's cutting it. 1 second.
Robbie, what do we do? I don't know what to do.
I think we do exactly what we're doing.
We've been told.
Give him the warning.
Give him the warning. And then I don't know. Cube and him can do whatever.
Okay.
Absolutely. Good.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go in the window.
Yeah.
And I will say.
Well, now it's 1 minute. We're less than a minute.
He gave me a nod.
Okay, we got the nod. Hopefully he gets in the information about the Canadian tour date. Because that's what they've asked us to do.
Right, for sure.
But if not, we're doing it. Tickets available, icecube.com/tour. He plays April 30th. They're giggling
again.
They're giggling! That's so good!
That's cute.
Okay, so within seconds, we're going to hear the, I guess, what it was like. Can we play another Ice Cube? If there's ever a day to play an Ice Cube, Robbie,
do you want to play another one?
Come on, Leanne, we're going to play one more Ice Cube.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, he's back. 10 minutes with your idol. How'd it go?
I mean, yeah.
You played back-to-back Ice Cube songs?
Yes, we did.
See, how come that never happened when I was a kid? I never heard that on the radio. Yeah, I just spoke with Ice Cube. 10 minutes goes by really fast.
I would imagine.
Way too fast. And I was just enjoying just, talking to him, right? Because it was special to me. And so thank you, Dylan. I'm a little kind of taken aback. Thank you for setting that up. And I know it took a lot of work. And this had been, a long time that I always oh, man, one day I would really like to talk to, my hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told him as much. I said that this is more for me than it is for you. I'm really excited to talk to you. And he was super cool. Yeah, he was super, super cool.
What was it like seeing him? Because you got to do a video part of it as well.
He's 54 years old, so that's crap, okay? Why? Because, my God, why can't...
He still looks great.
He looks great.
Yeah.
Is that Hollywood? Is Ice Cube getting work done?
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah. What the hell? Look at me.
I know.
I was looking at me in the little window, and I thought, this doesn't look right. These two guys hanging out together. This looks odd.
He's 5 years older than you.
He's 5 years older than I am. Yeah. No, he was very, very, very nice. And he said, like, the last time he was in Edmonton, and I'm sure they say this all the time, but, you know, like, how great Edmonton was for and how great Canada is and how much it supports what he did and what he does, and that he's coming back. And obviously that was part of the reason why we chatted April 30th, right? You can get your tickets at icecube.com, although I think it's selling very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last tour was sold out.
Yeah, and no, I just, like, you know what? The part is that I'm disappointed with, to be honest, is that it was, when you said 10 minutes, and I get it, they've got busy days, right? When you when you talk to the, and look, most radio shows or TV shows that interview people don't spend more time talking about how they feel about the interview than the interview themselves, but we do so very few of them that.
We do, yeah.
And you very rarely get an opportunity to talk to somebody you admire so much.
Right.
And so when you said 10 minutes, I thought, oh, 10 minutes is forever. He's got a busy day. I knew it would be tight and I could go longer.
Yeah.
But when Megan walked by the window, because you were talking to, like, his manager on the phone.
No, I was talking to Dylan and Rob. Dylan.
The manager was texting me.
Dylan.
Saying, like, hey, let's wrap it up. We got 2 minutes left. So right. I didn't know what to do.
So Megan gives me the 1 minute and I'm like, 1 minute left or 1 minute in.
Yeah.
And we had 1 minute left. So I want this to be part of a 35 part interview series with Ice Cube.
So meeting him was, because I mean they say don't meet your idol.
It was super cool. And, you know, I told him that, like I said, I told him how I felt about him, but I was also, you know, I got right into questions, like things that, look, when you listen to this, if you're
pretty inside,
it might be a little diehard of an Ice Cube, a little diehard of an interview, right?
That's fine.
But talking about just the NWA and that time in late 80s, early 90s, and, you know, the world's most dangerous group, and how, you know, did he know when he's in South Central Los Angeles and the recording this album and they're touring and they're getting shut down and cease and desist from the FBI. Did they know there was a 12-year-old in suburban Alberta,
right,
listening to it going like, this is awesome.
Right.
And they had no clue, right? They had no idea the reach that they had. And I think he reveres that now, looking back, right, at the impact and the wide reach that they had in a place where they weren't on MTV, they weren't getting radio play.
Right.
Their cassette tapes in Canada were $40 because they were import cassettes. And just knowing that, you know, it was so much bigger than what he was doing.
How did you get it at 12 years old? Like, was it passed
down? My cousin gave it to me.
My cousin
gave it to me, yeah. And he's like, you've got to hear this. And of course, it was like, because there's so many F words in it. And we're like, oh, but then I heard it. And I was like, this is cool, man.
Right?
Right. And that's kind of where it went. But I had plans to talk to him about movies and all that.
Sure.
But we wrap with a really interesting question that I asked him.
Mm.
And so this will, Megan, we're going to put it up. There's a video version and going to be an audio version. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're a hip hop nostalgist, if you're an Ice Cube fan, anything. I asked him the question that, like me, being kind of like, I can't believe I'm in the same, you know, virtual room with this person right now.
Yeah.
The level of celebrity that he achieved, that clearly he had no idea when he was younger he was going to be this big of a celebrity with the movies and the music and the basketball. I asked him, who was the one that got him most speechless?
That he had
talked
to?
Think about who he's worked with. Think about who he's worked with.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Right? George Clooney. Mark Wahlberg. I don't know. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
The answer might surprise you.
Really?
Yeah. It might really surprise. It surprised me what his answer was.
Interesting.
But it shouldn't have.
Okay.
We also didn't agree on the best verse he's ever written.
Uh-oh.
Or the best line he's ever written. I think he's dead wrong. I told him as much.
Uh-oh.
He kind of corrected me and said his best line, and I will agree to disagree, Cube.
So he
told me what his favorite line he's ever written is.
Oh, that's cool.
And it wasn't the same as mine, so I don't know if he's got as much hip-hop credibility as I thought.
Get out of here.
The case. But thank you, Dylan. Thank you very, very much. And I know it's awesome. A little indulgent, but if you are a fan of Ice Cube or you grew up with NWA or you would like to kind of listen on how, you know, that time, if you watch the movie Straight Outta Compton, he talks about how the parallel.
Such,
like,
a good movie.
That movie is what it did well and what it didn't do well. And as far as, like, some of the big news-making moments, Katie's coming in here like she's got bad news. Like, I hit the wrong button and it didn't
record. Oh, no,
did it not record? Oh, we got it. Okay.
Oh, thank God. Woo! We did it. You did it, buddy.
But Dylan,
the USB.
I thank you very much for setting that
up. Very cool.
I know you said you would do it for my birthday back in December. So
no, it's a little late.
Happy belated birthday.
There you
thank
go.
You. But you'll hear it. I don't know. Megan, you let us know when it's up there,
yep.
Okay?
I will do my darndest to go quick.
And you can get it wherever you get your podcast. The Pepper and Dylan podcast has that, has some stuff with Bachelor Cam, and, of course, all the show that you miss out every single day.
Heck yeah.
So thank you. And I hope if anybody listens to it that they enjoy it. Heck, did you hear back from them? Did you hear anything from them?
Them?
Did I go too long?
No. She said, I said, okay, they're wrapping it up. Thank you. That was so amazing. Uh-huh. Most welcome. And then great interview, exclamation.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so it went really well.
So get your tickets to Ice Cube if you're an Ice Cube fan. He's coming in on April 30th at the River Creek. Thanks again there, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Robbie just went, is that Benson Boone that we're playing?
Yeah.
Educate me, Robbie. Why am I excited about Benson Boone that we're playing?
I'm only familiar with him because of Instagram.
Okay.
And I had I was making a video from like my mountain winter adventures, mm-hmm. and that was just a song that I saw on one of the templates. I'm like, that song is awesome.
He's got a lot of great songs. He auditioned for American Idol back in the day.
Oh, is that where he was from?
Yeah, he became famous on TikTok. He's from Washington, and one of my friends who lives in Washington told me about him like two years ago.
You just don't have a friend in Washington.
Okay.
This guy. Come on. Yeah. Who's your friend in Washington?
Delaney.
Washington State?
She goes to Washington State. She's a track.
The pole vaulter.
Yeah.
Yeah, this made up friend of his.
Oh,
a pole vaulter. No one knows how to do that, Dylan.
No, she does. She's good at it.
Pole vault?
Yeah.
It's made up. No one's ever seen it happen
it's
in real
wild.
Life.
Nope. No, it happens.
It's fake. Who does pole vaulting?
She does.
917-917, do you do pole vaulting?
Yeah, there's people that do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah?
No.
No.
You run there with a big stick.
Yeah.
That's far too big. Have you ever seen a pole vaulting stick?
I've done it before.
You are good.
In track and field days.
All the lies.
No, I have a video
never,
of it. I'll have a video
never
of it.
Pole vaulting in
there
track
was,
and field days.
And they got the big blue pad.
Oh,
thing.
I know the blue mat.
The big one. No, yeah. the big blue.
You need to crash on the big mat.
There was pole vaulting in your track and field days?
I'm sure of it.
Megan, was there pole vaulting? Pole vaulting in Bon Accord, not cow tipping. Pole vaulting, completely different. Was there pole vaulting at your track and field days?
No.
Do you know what pole vaulting is,
yes,
Megan?
Yes, I do.
It took you a while there.
I started to think about it, and I was like, I'm trying to remember. I know that kids tried just with random beams they would find in the field. Yeah, but
they're not just handing over a pole to some random kid on track and field day saying, go jump 20 feet in the air with this stick.
However, they did begin to introduce it at the comp for when you would do track in gym class.
Sturgeon comp?
Recently, yeah, when I had been leaving.
Really?
Yeah.
Pole vaulting?
Yeah.
That to me looks like the most difficult activity.
Oh, it's insane.
Name anything, Dylan. Name anything harder than that.
Bull riding.
It is hard.
Bull riding?
Yeah.
Nah.
I've done
you're
it at Cook
County.
You're
off. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Pole vaulting looks like, you mean to tell me, who created pole vaulting?
You go upside down, too, like the core that you have to have.
How high do they get, Robbie?
Like 16, 18 feet.
You mean to tell me that somebody somewhere at some time,
I think 16 and 18 is low, to be honest.
Said, you know what would be cool? If you stood all the way back there with a giant stick that was like four times your height, and you ran with this stick, you put the stick in the ground, used it to propel you up over that stick way up there, and then free fall 20 feet.
Yeah.
And the person looking, standing with them said, you're an idiot. They didn't say that, though. They went, great idea, let's do it.
I think so.
What a weird sport.
It is. It's crazy.
Pole vaulting.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Like, I get diving, even that really high diving, because there's water down there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pole vaulting, you're pushing yourself up with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how heavy is that stick?
There was a massive...
There's different weights.
Yeah. But there's a Canadian pole vaulter, Sean Barber, who actually recently passed away. But he was
how the hell do you know about this?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I love the Summer Olympics.
We've really tapped into a special area of expertise for Megan.
Yeah.
Former Canadian pole vaulting greats, okay?
I won't lie. It's because I had a big, fat crush on him.
Okay.
But he went to the Rio de Janeiro Olympics.
Yeah.
And I remember watching him and, like, the way that it all worked and, like, the science behind it. And then I went and I watched, like, a documentary on it after because I wanted to see how it works.
Mm.
And let me tell you, there are so many times where those poles have snapped while they're
that's
in the
I'm
middle
thinking.
Of doing things.
Yeah, and then you just fall right there on the track.
And you just take
that
it,
far.
And like the way that like they have to set up so many mats around too. So most of the time they practice in like gymnastics gyms and stuff like that because of the foam. But it's...
Dylan.
Yeah. I didn't go very high. I think I went like 5 or 6 feet when I
did. Yeah. We're not saying we broke any records back then.
How hard is it?
Oh, it looks it looks so hard.
When you're good, it's hard. Like, just the geometry of it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
You mean that stick's going to push me? How?
And then you fall 20 feet and try not to land on the stick.
Right.
Yeah.
That's hard.
So Benson Boone's from Washington, hey?
You got it.
Well, good song. We're playing a good song, yeah.
Random question day. It's random question day. Hey.
Text message says, how would Pepper know what's involved in track and field? I don't mean to brag, but I came fifth in Southwest Calgary Regionals in the 110-meter hurdles.
110 meters?
Good I had this strategy. It was out of five. I had this strategy that I thought, you know what? All these idiots are running, jumping the hurdles.
Yeah.
Because you get a penalty every time you go through, you knock a hurdle down.
Right.
If I run through all the hurdles, I'll beat everybody so by such a wide margin that the penalties won't matter.
So you didn't jump a single hurdle?
Ran right through all of them. Didn't realize after, I think it's two or three, you're disqualified.
Oh, is that right?
Got a DNF. Didn't finish. Yeah, so fifth out of five.
Yeah, you don't really hold
That was my claim to fame in the Calgary Southwest Regionals when I was in junior high school.
Not ideal.
So I know my track and field, bub.
Well, it sounds that way.
Here's my random question my son asked me yesterday, and it's about the three of us clowns. And okay. I want to know where the audience comes out on this, because my fiance has an opinion. So my son has got this job at an accounting firm, and it's tax season, and so he's dealing with some pretty, like, grumpy people that find out, you know, that they have to pay, like, $2,000 or $5,000 or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah.
And he's on the front lines. So I said, Riley, you just tell them to go and get bent.
I don't think that's great advice.
Well, and that's what he said, Dad, I don't think I can do that. And I said, I'd love to have a job where I could just do that. How long do you think I'd last, like, as a server? And then he said, between you, Dylan, and Robbie, Dad, who would get fired the fastest as, like, a server when there are, like, grumpy customers?
Oh,
and
you.
I thought, what a great question.
100% you. Robbie would get fired last.
Well, and then I thought about, Dylan, when you worked at KFC famously, you punched a customer in the face for asking for more ketchup.
No, it was. You make it sound
You assaulted
brutal.
A customer at KFC.
No, because he was not.
Dylan's got more snap to him than you and I do, Robbie.
A little bit when it comes to that.
I've worked in the service industry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't put on my resume that KFC happened. But it wasn't like the guy, he deserved it. He was insulting. He was mean. He was rude. He was yelling. And I just had enough. I wasn't taking that.
So you hopped over the counter on a busy Toonie Tuesday in Strathmore at the KFC and punched him right in the face.
See, that's where you get the story wrong.
Okay.
I didn't hop over the counter and punch him in the face. I dove and punched him as I was getting over the counter.
Sorry. Yeah, important correction.
He
Thank
was leaning
you.
Into me being all jerky.
917-917. Who would get fired first working as a server with a grumpy customer? Dylan? Myself or Robbie. Megan, who do you think it would be?
Get fired first?
Yeah.
Dylan.
Because he can snap, right?
Oh.
At a moment's notice.
Literally.
Somebody does him dirty, he will snap and he doesn't care.
And he gets this little glint in his eye when he's about to. Like, he gets excited about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Remember when I stole his sausages?
Yeah.
He was mad.
Yeah. I saw my life flash before my eyes because I was standing between you two.
My fiance had an interesting answer, though. She said it would be Robbie.
Really?
And I thought, no, Robbie's the most agreeable, kind person. If there was somebody that he was serving at a restaurant that was complaining, he'd be... And first of all, how do you complain to Robbie?
Right.
Like, he would be nice to Robbie. And Robbie would be nice to him. And she
I
said,
would try to be.
She said, no. Here's why Robbie would quit. He can't handle all of the eating noises at a restaurant.
Mm-mm.
No.
Because he's got that misophonia.
No, I have... it's very strange what I have.
Okay.
Because... In a restaurant, it's acceptable.
To eat? Yes.
I just, it's like if I'm standing in line at the grocery store
mm-hmm.
and someone's chewing gum with their mouth open behind me, all I hear is...
Can't go to a movie because people eat popcorn.
And I'm trapped there in the quiet parts of movies when I hear people munching and then going in the bag.
If you're a server at a restaurant, you're surrounded by people that are chewing.
That's okay.
But you won't be chewing at the same time. You're not allowed.
But I would just come in. For some reason, that wouldn't bother me.
You could block that out. It's part of the game.
And I certainly wouldn't be punching people for eating in a restaurant.
No, they weren't eating, Robbie. They wanted to eat, but they needed ketchup first.
No, they were being rude about the ketchup.
Okay.
He
so Robbie's last.
It. Yeah.
Dylan, because he can snap at a moment's notice.
I don't snap.
Robbie apparently wouldn't. The chewing noises that drive him crazy wouldn't bother him at
don't
a restaurant.
Me.
Yeah.
Don't bother me when you're supposed to be eating.
Okay. And I'm in the middle, but you think it would be me, Dylan.
I think it would be you. I've worked in restaurants for years now.
Oh, I've never worked in a restaurant.
Yeah, and I've never accept the KFC thing. But like again, the guy was being a jerk. Any restaurant owner that would see a guy be a jerk like that would want me to punch them.
Well, that's the thing, though. And then you would get fired.
No, I don't think you would fire me.
And I'm assuming that, I don't know, you've worked in restaurants a lot. I'm assuming what's the jerk to pleasant person ratio? Do you get one a day? Would every server say right now?
Oh, yeah.
That they at least get one person that's just a jerk every day?
I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, no. Least. I'm not lasting a day.
No.
But are you?
At least a day. Yeah, no, I'm good for the most part.
You try and satisfy a dissatisfied customer?
How much do I need the job? Like, is this the job that I am living off of?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
why else would you
there
be
are
doing
other
it?
Restaurants.
Well, I've been doing it as a side job a lot. But I'm saying if it's the job I needed to make sure that, like, bills were being paid,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, I wouldn't do it.
But if there are other restaurants hiring, right? You could go across the street to a different restaurant, just not use them as a reference.
Well, I'm not okay.
Because nowhere on your resume currently is that KFC incident.
No, because I'm not okay with people treating people poorly.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like I have to stand
up
for everybody.
Isn't that
everybody.
What you'd get? I'm sure servers get talked down to all the time, right?
Yeah, but they don't have to take it.
No, but I'm not saying you should put up with this always, but you do have to develop a thick skin sometimes in customer service.
Right.
Oh, sure.
To a certain point.
When I'm cooking and people are sending things back and saying it's cooked wrong, I get mad, but I don't say anything to them. I just remake it.
Text message says, I'm saying the order goes Dylan, Pepper, Robbie as far as who would get fired first. But then this is for sure it is Pepper. Dylan knows the industry better and how to handle those situations. No!
He attacked a customer at KFC.
I was 16 and the guy deserved it.
And you know what? My boss was happy I did it, but he still said he had to fire me. It's policy or something.
Okay,
yeah, you can't assault people.
You can't attack customers as policy. Damn it anyway, it got you, huh?
I know.
$20,000 sound. That's the sound. It is now $14,100. Katie will have that. And thanks again to Katie for coming in early today to help me with that Ice Cube interview. But Katie will have the new code word coming up at 11 o'clock. We spoke this morning with, who's the date number two? Ashley, right? It was Ashley. So Ashley is going to be one of the people that received a rose from Cam and accepted the rose. So she's going on a second date with Cam. Dylan determined it is a Goodwill date.
Yeah, Friday night, Goodwill, Calgary Trail, 6 o'clock. They do an unboxing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a donation.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll do an unboxing. And then once that is done, there is a photo shoot that will follow. And they have three different outfits they got to pick for each other. A night out, a breakfast with the parents, and a vacation outfit. And then they'll do a photo shoot. It'll be a fun date.
And tomorrow morning, we're revealing the third date. And that's for who?
Tomorrow morning, we're going to have Jessica join us.
Okay.
And she will pick the third date. And then the final date will be left with Catherine.
Paige and Cam will be building IKEA on Sunday and Ashley at the Goodwill. So we'll do that again tomorrow. And Megan, what's the status of this Ice Cube interview situation? How's it working out over there for you, kitty cat?
Megan's not listening because she's so deep into
the interview. Megan's editing the interview right now, the Ice Cube interview. Thank you again, Dylan. It was a thrill of a life. Who knew it was just going to happen randomly on an April 3rd, 2024. But I appreciate talking to Ice Cube. And you can get that wherever you get your podcast a little later on this morning. All right?
Sweet.
Yeah, you're the winner, Dylan.
Yeah.
Thank you, audience.
Yeah, yep. Yeah,
Dylan's the one that's going to get fired.
I will get every last one of
Have
you.
A great day.
Oh, my God.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.